Okay, let's begin. I want to finish the Gemara until Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph to the Mishnah. The Gemara that we learned in the stories was after. Talking about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, and Gemara said that Rebbo used to eat it, the Paris Canusa, until the moisture came pouring out of his skin, and that a fly wouldn't be able to stand him. And Ravasi would eat the Paris Canusa until their hair fell out. And Reb Shimon ben Lakish would eat the Paris Canusar until he became delirious. And Rabbi Yochanan would say to the Bein Nisiya that you better get the Talmidim to help him go home because he was delirious. And then they brought him home. So you see the greatness about Paris Canusar. And the Gemara picks up on this theme. It talks about other great things about Eretz Yisrael. So let's finish that up. Go ahead, Usher.
Yes, sir. Dimi.
Now, Kiyasa means in Shas when you went from Eretz Yisrael to where?
To Bavel.
Excellent. Please always get that. Kiyasa means when they go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Go ahead.
Dimi, I wonder if Dimi said, here after the Yonai Mela, there was this one city for Yonai Mela, the Harbath and Harbath.
Cans of tuna. It's amazing. 600 pieces of sliced tunas they would prepare every week for the cutters of the figs who worked. Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot, a real lot. So,
how much is it? 600,000?
They would 600,000. 600 cans of cut tuna. Yeah. 600,000, yeah. Yeah, 600,000, right. So, why would they do this? So, Rabbi Nachananel says, the Ramaska Ba'ochle, that they ate the dag maluach to get rid of the sweetness of the tain of the figs. Like we have, that's the correlation to Paris Canusar. That's why it's connected. You understand what I'm saying? It fits in quite well because you had to offset the Paris Canusar. So here you have to offset the sweetness of the figs. Now I don't believe Rashi agrees with this. Read the Rashi. Who did I just quote saying? Rabbi Nachananel. Read Rashi. Quote Seitanim.
They had so many workers that they needed all of this food to feed them.
So Dor Zeruah writes what we said. Dor Zeruah is in, he says, I have no idea what this has to do with the Gemara. That's what he asks according to Rashi. According to Bechanan, I understand. I have no idea what has to do with the Gemara. So my response would be, maybe it has to do with just the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, that the fruit in the abundance of food is so much, they had to do so much for the tainim, and that's how they had to supply the workers. That's what I would answer up for Rashi. Now, Yanai HaMelech was who? Where is he quoted? He was quoted, Rashi later on, in Memches Manav, the Maskal Yanai, says he lived during Bayasheni. And the Gemara says a Gittin in the Tisha B'Av Gemara's Nun Zayin Malach, Yanai had 600,000 cities in Har HaMelech. So each one of them had a population of 1.2 million. I'm sorry, each one of them had a population of 600,000. So that's a lot of cities. He had 600,000 cities, and each city had 600,000 people in it. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Maritz Chiyas on that Gemara says it's all an exaggeration. Can't be 36 million people. Okay? But nonetheless, there's a lot of people. All right, next line of the Gemara. Go ahead. Kiyasa.
They would get 40 salad pigeons from three different flocks per month.
Broods, three different broods. They had nests. And they would three times a month be able to get all much of these young pigeons. Amazing. They would take them down. Again, this is speaking about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. That's what I would tell you. Okay, go ahead. We use Oklahoma's Paris Canusa as a springboard. Talk about the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. Go ahead.
He also when he came to the Omer, he said, there was this one city in Eretz Yisrael, the Gufnis Shema. It was called Gufnis. Shahayu ba Shemanim Zugos Achim Kohanim, that they had 80 pairs of twins of Kohanim. Nisulim Lishmanim Zugos Afios Kohanos, that were married to 80 pairs of twins of Askohan.
You pretty? Are you sure? Are you sure they're twins? I don't think they're twins. This means pairs. I don't think it's twins. So he had 80 brothers Kohanim, marry 80 girls that are Bas Kohens.
Is that 160?
Yeah. Yeah, 80 pairs of brother Kohanim married 80 pairs of sisters of Kohanim. Correct. So what is this? This is very uncommon. Why is it very uncommon? This happened in Eretz Yisrael, and this can only happen when there's a big population, because you need a big pool of people to do this. Go ahead and Buffalo go. They didn't even find one couple that had done this, that two brothers married two sisters. Can you imagine that? In Bavel, only in Eretz Yisrael. Bar what?
The exception of Bar Mubantik or Chisto, the daughters of Chisto, the Havan and Sivan, the Rami Rahman of Marufa Raha.
The two daughters of who? Rav Chisto. Married Romer Bar Chama, Marukva Bar Chama, the sons of Chama. Go ahead. Yeah, so even that one case, it wasn't on both sides.
Was it a finish that they were all brothers and sisters, or is the fact that they're all Kohanim because they checked in Bavel and they couldn't find, they found this case where brothers married sisters, but they weren't all Kohanim?
Well, in general, they're medaktik and yuchsin. But the notion that brothers married sisters and kohanim, that concept that the kohanim married kohanim, because you're not allowed to marry a bas kohen, shouldn't marry Yisrael. We're going to get to it. You're not Maritz. We're going to get to the Gemara.
Wait one second.
Let's just get the Gemara. It says that what? That in Bavel, they only found one couple that did this. One pairs, and the sisters were Kohanim, but not the husbands. So you see that Klal Yisrael, the population, diminished greatly after the Chorban, until Bavel and Eretz Yisrael were so few numbers of Yidim that they couldn't even do that. And the whole Bavel, and in one city, they were able to do it. Yeah, I'm sorry, Bench. You got it? That's a shot in the Gemara. Romo wants to bring out the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, go ahead.
Is there a reason why it was called Gufnis? I mean, it seems to indicate Gufnis Shmash Shehayu, like it seems to say that.
Marashah says. Yeah, we're going to talk about it. The Marashah says, like Nate said. We're going to get to it. Okay, finish up the Gemara Asher.
Gemara Rav says, Kol Suit Hashem Bar Melech. Any suit without salt is not a suit.
What's the Chiddush here?
The
What do we learn on Daf Mem? Why does Melech need it? Because of bread and a sheet of taste. What did Gemara say over there? You don't Dafka need salt. What do you need? Any lifting. Here, why does it say salt? Here it says salt. That's the Chiddush. Any Suda that doesn't have salt is not considered a Suda. So the salt's needed for the bread, but the Gemara there says you don't need Dafka Melech. Here, though, it's Mashma, you need what? You need Dafka Melech, right? Did Tosus address that there? Adaf Memo and Avdi Maskal Malah Heve? I don't think so. And the top Tosus. Top Tosus, I don't think Tosus really addressed it. Here it says no matter what, you need the salt, not lift it. Okay, I want you to keep that in mind. Here the Gemara said the Farish. I thought the Gemara had a line like that too. Didn't it say after every eating you should have salt? Yes. After kol achila eat salt. On mem and off in the middle. So this is a similar statement. Okay, finish up the Gemara. Soup. Without soup.
Gravy.
Okay. You have gravy?
It's hard to say that.
I, Rashi says that has it in mark.
So yeah, it's a top show that has mark. That it's very hard to say that it is soup. It's saying that it...
Yeah, it had gravy in it.
So I looked, Rabbi, it says it shows it in Avodah Zarah. There's a case where the Kohanim, where Kohan cannot give sarif to Goyim, and it's defined, Rashi defines it there as a, like a gravy-like thing.
Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Chavtesim and Aleph?
Yeah.
Chavtesim is says, Sor Fachayim. So it doesn't mean soup, you mean.
You find the gravy there.
It means anyone who doesn't have a tafshel of gravy in it is not a suda. Why is that? What'd you say?
It's a rough translation. I don't know if it's tafshel means gravy.
Why is it so important? How did you learn it? How did you learn it? Why is it so important? It has a combination of both. Why is it so important to have that? He says, Sor Fachaya, they used to swallow it. It's a Lashon Shtiyah. They used to drink it as a liquid.
Which is why it's hard to say it's Tashalach.
Yeah.
Tashalach is not as like, you know, Shtiyah.
Yeah. I agree with you. So it seems to be like some type of gravy. Okay. All right. Let's get to the following. One of the Rishonim is named Reb Yudah Chassid. Right? Remember we said he wrote a famous will that Savav Reb Yudah Chassid. And it's a major question whether he wrote it only for his descendants or did he write it for all of Klal Yisrael. Every so often the Shulchan Aruch quotes did it from it. One of the most famous is if a couple's going out dating, they want to get married, and the let's say the woman, it wants to marry the man, but the man has the same name as her father, or vice versa. The girl has the same name as the guy's mother. Reb Yudah Chassid says you shouldn't do the shidduch. So Reb Moshe Hels holds in the tshuva that we don't assume that he wrote it for Klal Yisrael. We assume he wrote it for his descendants, and if the Chassid and Kala don't care about it, it's fine. They can continue the shidduch and not a problem. Rav Tendler's name was Rav Moshe Tendler. His father-in-law was Rav Moshe. Now, Grantia wasn't exactly the same name as Rav Moshe David, but the bottom line is that he did share that name, and he married his daughter. Okay? So we normally do not hold like this. People, I guess, with the Hasidim are a little bit more machmen at it, but Litvish people are not machmen. Okay? That's the case. If you take a look in the Sefer Hasidim, get it down. In the Tzava, Oschof Hei, he says two brothers should not marry two sisters. Let's get it. He also writes, two brothers.
Then Moshe had a problem with
Yibum. Oh, we'll get it. Very good. Two brothers.
There's a couple in
the word. Oh, yeah? So two brothers. So the problem is that he writes that two brothers have married two sisters. One of them will die, he says, or one of them, or they won't be matzliach. Therefore, they shouldn't get married. If they do get married, everyone's on the ball. If they do get married, he says one of them will divorce his wife. That's what he writes. So,
if that's the case, the Gemara brings this year is like an
accomplishment. So many Gedolei Achronim proof of this Gemara that the previous generations did not observe that did Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was a Rishon. The Gemara was before him. So one way to get out of it is that the Gemara before him didn't have this klal. And therefore the note of Yehuda writes, Madura Tinyona, Ibn Ezra Simonai Tess, that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid only commanded his descendants. That's what the famous note of Yehuda. He saw Baruch HaKodesh, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, that his descendants would not be matzliach in their marriage if they married two brothers, two sisters.
What's the reason?
I don't know.
The wrong people, no?
Oh, we're going to get to it. Excellent. If you're talking about all of Klal Yisrael, Hema Yudvarim Sh'as L'Shomim, he says there's no way that he can be talking about Klal Yisrael because it's against our Gemara. So the Bris Oilam, who's the Chidah on Sefer Chassidim, says nowadays there's a famous principle, Mishtanu HaTeva, and the Koch of Tum is stronger, and even in the earlier generations, we're not chashish for this. Now we have to be worried about it. Okay? So I want you to get that. That's the Chiddush that he wants to tie in. Now we have to be worried about it. Halach lo baisa. Okay? Very interesting. You have to be worried about it. So, basically, you can hold like Ramosha, not to be who did. But the Rishonim says is that it could be that the kochos of tumas are great. Therefore, you'd have to be worried about it. Now, they brought up the Marsha and Sam also. Excellent svaras. So let's see what the Marsha said. So Marsha wrote a parish on his Gemara called the Chiddushi Agados. Familiar with that? That's on the Agadata. It's right there. That's Ches Aleph, Chiddushi Agados. So the Marsha says, I want to tell you something. He says the following. He says that we find Lumaisa. The Marsha writes that they were medaktik biyuchsim. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Adaf Mem Tesim and Aleph, that if a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, it will not be a good marriage. Hear that? Because she's downgrading herself. Therefore, she should marry a Kohen. That's why the city's called Gufanit. Why Gufanit? Because what does it say in Tehillim? Kufchav ches posigim eshtucha ki gefen poria. That's one of the shirabalises that the German Jews sing at Chasanas. For some reason, they sang it at my daughter's wedding last week. I don't know why they did. Maybe they thought my name is Hirsch, so they thought I'm related to Rav Shamshon Rufoil. But they sang it, okay. But maybe they got confused, but my brother Shlita came up and said the Shira Malas, everyone stood up. A lot of people remarked to me that they thought it was very moving. And I compliment the Chassam, my new son-in-law, because I had been at a wedding the previous week where they sang Achenu and everything. So he told me he didn't really want that because he thought it was too folky. So when I first heard him say that, I said, but he's absolutely right.
Too what?
Too folky, yeah. It was like, you know, like too kumzitzi way. I think it would take away the seriousness of a chuppah. And I think he was absolutely right. Thought it was very moving. My brother just said it line by line. Everyone repeated, and everyone stood up, then sat back down for Yimesh Kachech. So I thought it was very nice. He was right. That's why you got to be flexible, you know. Don't think you're always right. Remember I said from the Chazon Ish, the most important in marriage and also relationships is not to be stubborn. Stubborn. I'm Cheorifu. You can't be stubborn. If you see a girl that's stubborn and inflexible, just run. Run from her. And you guys can't be like that too. I'm not kidding you. Okay? That's what they say from the Chazon Ish. If you look at that episode in Kitisa with the Egal's Av, it says, I'm Cheruv so many times, the Abishtar can't stand it. You got a stiff-necked guy. My way or the highway? Well, come on. You know what I mean? All right. So that's what it means, that if a Bas Tamal Chochem married a Tamal Chochem, it's Ki'in Ve'agefen. You know that song? In Ve'agefen, In Ve'agefen. The pasuk is Kin ve'agevin min de'agevin davar noam skabel. It's like one family's grapes, the other family's grapes. Bas tamachachem. Okay. Now I will tell you this. I should tell you something positive too. I'm telling you, I'm looking for a negative. I will tell you a positive. I remember when I was dating my wife, I spoke with the Rosa actually. My father-in-law Tzatzal is a big tzaddik, but he wasn't a tamachachem. He didn't go to yeshiva. So it was bothering me. You're supposed to try to marry a Bas Tamal Chochem. So he allayed my concerns and he said, it's a simon. What's a simon? What's a simon?
Sign.
He doesn't have to be a Tamal Chochem Babish. He has to be a person that's Makshav Torah. And it supports the Torah, loves the Torah. If he's that, then he said, that's the same thing. That's what the Gemara means. Doesn't have to be a Tamal Chochem. If you want to marry a girl that the father never went, it's got to be a person who's a good guy who loves Torah. But even if you didn't go to yeshiva, that's fine. That's what it means. It's a simon. It's not a siba. You follow me? So that's what it means here. The Maharsha says there have been daktik b'yuchsin very, very much. And the bottom line is that they found what? The two brothers and married two sisters. And it was a good thing. It's in Tehillim, Kuf Chav Ches Pasuk Gimel. It's one of the Shiramalises. They sing it at the end of a wedding. I'm sure you recognize it. Okay. No, no. They sing the phrase Eshtucha Gev Maria. They sing that Shiramalis. Okay. Where is that? In Ve'agevin, In Ve'agevin. Yeah, I've heard that song. I'm sure you've heard it before. I don't think that's a pasuk. It's just that's the phrase.
What?
That's the lush of the word. In ve'agefen, kin ve'agefen, in ve'agefen, davar naom iskabel. You never heard that? I believe that's the phrase of the Gemara, the Ripsachim, but it's not. That's not a phrase from the Navi, from Tanakh. Okay. Now the Ben Yoyada was written by who? Excellent. The Ben Yoyada asked, why did they look from Tzura to Narda and they could only find one couple, two couples? Why'd they look? What was the point of looking? So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says,
what do you mean, what was the point of looking?
Yeah, what was the point? It said, Badku Rabbanim Yitzuru V'Narda. They only found two couples in Bavel that did this. What was the point of looking for us? What'd you say? Okay, so he answers because Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid has in his savor not to do it and that the marriage won't go well. So, Lebaisa, this is what Sam brought up. You know why he didn't like it? Because of Avatal Mitzah Yibum. If you have two brothers marry two sisters and one of them dies on kids, you're in trouble because you can't do Yibum. But there's a further reason he quotes. I want you to get this. He says, actually, I don't know if it's a further reason. He says that was his answer, Lebaisa. Because his answer is that Yehuda HaChassid was very careful, Lebai said that shouldn't happen. And
looking to stop it.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Doesn't answer it. But he says possibly there's a hidden reason behind it. But he says, Lefizeh, Pismara Gamara, Pikmaku, Lomark, Yehuda HaChassid. What does it mean, Pikmaku, Lomark, Yehuda HaChassid? They what? They wanted to try to what? the one that tried to do like a Yudah Chassid. He wants to say that they tried in Bavel. Therefore, Yitzchak testified that there was one city in Eretz Yisrael that had no problem with it. In Bavel, it looked like they were observing it. In Eretz Yisrael, it didn't look like they were observing it. So what's the deal? I'll tell you why. Because in Bavel, they did observe like Rabbi Yudah Chassid, even though they came beforehand historically. Because in Eretz Yisrael, you have the schus of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the schus of Eretz Yisrael is able to make sure their marriages are going good. And that's why the Chachamim checked in Chutz Lartz, and it came out only the daughters of Chista married two Achim. And you know what happened? You guys know the story behind that? Were their marriages, how did they end up happening? I'll tell you. Rabbi Bar Chama died, and Rava married what? Rava married his wife. So you see that in Chutz Lartz there is a concern.
And he married his wife?
Rava married his wife. Rava married his wife. So you see that one of the spouses died. It wasn't such a good thing. So you see in Chutz Lartz there's a chshash.
So they were looking in Bavel to like put a stop to it.
What the Ben Yoyada wants to answer is that according what I think he's trying to say is that we find that Yudah Chassid has this din and it shouldn't do it, and it's possible there's a mysterious hidden reason. I'll pick up all with it, but I will tell you the Gemara was trying to say, do we hold like Yudah Chassid? So Rabbi Yitzchak came and said, well, in Eretz Yisrael we do, because we're not worried about it. We have schus of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they checked in Chutz Lartz, well, maybe you should have, maybe there's that same schus, maybe applies in Bavel because it's a Makom Torah, maybe. So it turns out, no, there is a chashash, because look at those two marriages. Rabbi Bar Chama died, and Rav ended up marrying, right? Who was the other Amayra? Who were the two Amorim? Rabba? What were the names of the two brothers? Yeah. So, in other words, one of them died, so it didn't end up good. So maybe you see Chutzlars, there is a concern. But Cave and Sheva, Yisrael, Mabonos, Kohanos, since they were Israel and the Kohanim were Kohanos, maybe the marriage didn't go well, because a Kohen is the marriage Yisrael, Ein Zivug of Ol Yafa. No hachacha, the rechayish for this. So basically, what emerges? The answer is that we wanted to see, does the world hold like Rabbi Yudah Chassid? Eretz Yisrael, they don't, because why? They have the system living there. In Bavel, they do, because they only found a minimal amount of cases. That case that happened turned out good. So you see, Beferish, that what? That since Yisrael and Benos Kohanim, it's possible to go well because they won. You could shrug it up and say like this, that maybe we do hold like Rabbi Yudah Chassid, but what was the problem with this marriage? The problem was a coin with Yisrael. You hear what I'm saying? Once you get that, there really were two problems with this marriage. There were two brothers with two sisters, which is what? Against Rabbi Yudah Chassid. The other one is what? It was a Kohen with a what? A Bas Yisrael. So maybe Rabbi Yudah Chassid would say, don't tell me that I'm against that. The reason why that marriage went awry is because why? Is because the Kohen married, right? The Kohen married with the Yisrael. So you see that one. The Chutz Lartz. You see the Rabbi Yudah Chassid, we are worried about Rabbi Yudah Chassid. Eretz Yisrael not, but in Bavel we are. How do you know that's true? Maybe the reason why the marriage in Bavel got destroyed is because they were what? A coin with a Bas Yisrael. Why don't you get that down in your notes?
Was the Minna back then to Bas?
Yeah, yeah.
They were bopping on that?
That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim, you should try. Yeah. It's an interesting bit.
Why don't we do that?
It's a good kasha. We're not makpid on it at all. My grandfather married a Bas Kohen. My grandma was a Bas Koyim. He was a Yisro. People do it all the time.
Does this apply to a lady also? My sister-in-law's
a lady. Bas Levi? Rosh Shefta, when he davens, when he benches, he says, Bershus Kohan of Aviv.
Yeah.
Which so, we know is the Mishumra.
What did you say?
Which we learned was the Mishumra.
Your sister-in-law.
Mishumra said you didn't have to say that?
Mishumra says there's no Achrayas for a lady
to go first. I don't know if it's against that. I mean, he had
no reason for lady to go first. Rosh Shefta
said so. He said he had no Kedima? Yeah. We learned that when we did the Zibur?
We did that, yeah.
What was that?
Last semester, some
point. Okay, we got to look it up. Thank you. Yes.
All right,
we got to look it up. But I don't think we find it by a Bas Levi if they bury Yisrael, they're downgrading. We only find it by a Kohen with Yisrael. But this is the discussion. So the answer why they checked is because it's all based on the Shabbat Achasin. And Shabbat Achasin said you shouldn't do it because of Yibu. And it comes out that the whole chash of the zivug not being only yafeh, but that's a bubble. But if it's there, it's a straw, you can see it as a schus.
It's machlokas.
Go ahead.
Torah versus Nara Berenberg. And the Russian Guru Apostle is like Nara Berenberg. It says that there is no kimos for a lady, but the Torah says that there rather than a shaman, there is kimos for a lady.
The Torah does. Okay, so you're right on the ball. It's machlekes.
Is it a problem if a Kohen marries a Bas Yisrael? Would that be a problem? Because it's a mile for Bas Yisrael.
Right, but maybe the Kohen's downgrading himself.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think the Gemara says it. But we don't haul like that nowadays. Yeah. We don't haul like this nowadays. The question is, why don't we? Because we're not makpin on the yuchsim, you have to say, I guess. They're not makpin on the yuchsim. Okay, two more comments I want you to get to Marashah, then I want to get to the next Gemara. The Marashah says, on the case of, do you remember the Gemara said earlier that he took a shrua, that he didn't taste anything? Because this stuff keeps him so, he's still hungry? Because Marashah says, because the pears are sweet, they don't fortify him. That's what he was ma'azmer, the Marashah. The complaint to the Meraglim. What did the Meraglim say when they brought the fruit back from Eretz Yisrael? What did they say? Such chutzpah. They say it's too. The pears are all sweet, so we have no fortification from them. Such a chutzpah to say like this. There's no chai nefesh. He says all it is sweet. They said that's what the Meraglim say. The gabz avas chalav avas ha'iv is that period. It was so sweet like honey, but there was no sustenance to it. Not only that, it weakened them. That's why you needed salt to what? That's why you needed salt after eating them to what? To awaken them. That's what Tyson says. So please get that down. That's what the Marashah says. The Marashah says that was the complaint of the Meraglim. Please get it. Now, the Gaon points out here in the Sefer Imre Noam that the Amoraim ate a lot of fruit in order to clear their thought, in order to clear their minds, that their seichel would what would operate properly. So please get that. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. Okay. One more nakuda on this. How did Rashi touch his cans of sliced tuna? Exactly like I just said it. The Marashah quotes a different shot. What's a different shot of the Marashah? Ready? Marashah quotes the Aruch that says that Taris is a Tamar Maliach. To restore harmony. Okay? You got it? The Aruch, the Marashah says the name of the Aruch, that Taris is a salted food to be able to restore the heart of the cutters of figs who had a hard, had a very, very weak heart because of the Batikas pears.
Wasn't that the Ve'anah?
Yeah, the Marashah fits it beautifully. Correct.
The fact that they had to pick figs made their hearts weak?
No, the fact that they had eaten so many what?
Figs.
Their heart was weak. They needed salt. Yes.
Figs are pears and
canoes? No, figs are figs. Figs are comparable to pears and canoes are. Just like they need salt after pears and canoes, they need salt after the figs. Yes, everyone got it? Okay. Excellent. So that's this Gemara. We finished the Mishnah. Tomorrow I want to go Vayta for the Mishnah. Let's turn to Daf Tes. Okay. Let's turn to Daf Tes. We got a lot to do. I want to finish, make sure we finish the Perek. What does it say at Daf Tes? Well, yes. What does it say in the Mishnah Daf Beis? They can smoke the fats the whole night. Yes? It says in the Mishnah Daf Beis that Hekdech Halavim you can do the whole night. Problem is, a Tesamit Beis, sorry. Testament off, the Gemara says you forgot something. Go ahead, Usher. Let's go. Hekta Chalovim.
Hekta Chalovim. The Eva Achilles Psachim and Lokatani, were they not discussing Achilles Psachim? Or meaning, there's a contradiction. Kriyashma Arvis, the Halo, the Lele Psachim. The Achilles Pesach, it's Fasan Achit Allah from Ashaka.
So what's going on here?
We said that.
It says that the chalav you have the whole night. The psachim you also have the whole night. Why did the Mishnah mention it? It's a great kasher. Go ahead. Go ahead. I hinted at that earlier. Remember I said the mitzvah. What? That was at Sipur, right? Sipur is achatzos. Also Pesach is achatzos. What'd you say? Go ahead. So what does he say?
It said here,
when did we leave? At Chatzos. Well, actually, we got released. Did you do the whole Gemara? We didn't leave till the morning. We got released at Chatzos. Yes. Go ahead. I think by the time they get everyone together, it took the whole evening. I think so. Go ahead. What'd you say? Go ahead. Amalei.
Amalei, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "Look, for never wasn't it already said that the puzzle with haste, not just the puzzle, but that means that they were going until the time of haste."
Right. What does that mean?
Until the morning.
Well, the Gemara is asking, Ad Chatzos, Ad Chatzos. He says, what are you talking about? He wasn't Ad Shas Chatzos. You see Rashi?
Which one?
Rashi didn't say Ad Shas Chatzos. He wasn't Basbrin. Yes. Shas Chatzos. She nech basu latzeis. They were getting nervous to go. The hasting. I go, Amar HaShachar, dawn. Can you see Lotez? Ish Bez Bez Ad Boker. They didn't leave. So what are you talking about? Go ahead. Excellent. So you only eat it when?
At night.
Excellent. So what are you talking about, Lamaisa? He says Ad Chatzos should be Ad Shas Chippozo. Go ahead. Bishlomo. So where is it? Belayla Hazet. So that's why Belayla Hazet tells me what? Chatzos, right? Elder Mikiva Hazet. What does he do it for? Mikiva holds the whole night. What do you do with Hazet? Go ahead. What do you mean, Lila Acher?
It's going to be sitting overnight.
because I would think you can eat it over two nights. You got that? Not during the day, but two nights. Go ahead. Laila Akrudos. It's coming to exclude the Muti Laila Akrudos. The Saka that I mean,
oh, Pesach, Kachin Kalim, Shlomim, Kachin Kalim. You might have thought that since they're both Kachin Kalim, Mash Lomim, Nechon, Mishne, Yabu,
Day, night, day. So do Pesach, should be what? Analogous, analogous wise, should be night.
Day, night.
Right. Even though you don't actually do the night, I'm sorry, even though you don't actually do the day, because we learned earlier it has to be Malila, but maybe two nights. Go ahead. Waiting in the daytime and not eating it. Go ahead. You know what I'm just saying? You can't interpret the word literally here. It means two nights, not the day. Whereas the Shlomo, you have day, night, day. That whole continuum to continuum. Continuum. Here you'd have Lila, stop in the daytime, then eat another Lila. That's the Havamim.
Why can't say the Lila? Like, why can't say
why should I? It said already the Pasuk. Pasuk says Balila is Beferish. Can't argue with the Pasuk Shad the Pasuk. It's a good kasha though. You're go ahead. Right. So when it says Yomecha, doesn't really necessarily mean that. Go ahead. Excellent. So it can only mean one night. Go ahead, Rabbi Lazar. Nafka. I already know you can't eat in the morning past the first night. Rabbi Kiva, why does he learn from that pasuk?
Rabbi Kiva, you may hustle. If you learn from there, have them in my boker, boker sheni.
Oh, I don't like that because boker sheni, maybe you do have two nights. Go ahead. Every time a stop boker is mentioned, it's the first one. So I would think I only know you can eat it the first night, and that's it. Till the morning. Okay, go ahead.
Well, honey tonight, honey tonight. Maybe this argument is like another argument. The Tanya, learn it first. Shem Tizbah et Pesach Ba'er, Kavlo Hashemesh, Moed Tizbah, in Mitzrayim. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Erev Atazibah, the Kuba Hashemesh, Moed Tizbah, in Mitzrayim, Atazibah. That in the evening you will offer it, when the sun sets you will eat it, and when you leave the Torah you will burn it.
So you can eat it the whole night, right? Go ahead.
Maybe sure, but Arabata Zaraya, when at the night you will offer it, Koba Shemsasahu, when the sun sets you will eat it, but once I have to offer, how long will you eat it? I'm Moed Sesto Nisrayim, until you live Nisrayim.
So what does that mean?
He's saying that you should, when you left the shrine, but we're not sure when that was.
Yeah, but the Gemara is saying the two sheets are Haba Atalia. Who holds what? What do you say about this?
Yes, sir, I think would say that you left the shrine in the morning. So therefore, he would have it at morning. But Rabbi Yeshua must hold it.
Well, I'm just trying to attach. Nate, you follow me? Which Tana holds what? With Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. It says, Sham Tizbach Be'erev. Usually Be'erev means what? Afternoon. Right? Ke'erev Motzah Simus Rhyme. Rabbi Elazar says, Be'erev Atazoveach. Yishachten Vol Shemesh Ataochel. Vol Tzimus Atar. Rabbi Yeshua says, Be'erev Atazoveach. Right? And you eat it the whole, it seems like Rabbi Yeshua is the whole night. And Rabbi Elazar holds only till when? Till Chatzos, no?
No, not often.
Which is which? That's what I'm asking you. Let's see Rashi.
It's often. You can't eat it from
Chatzos. Oh, okay, so let's see Rashi. Go ahead. Shab Tizbach, we'll go back to the other one. Go ahead.
And after one system of trying to go boker when you left the shrine, it's in the morning. Ketsa, he's kind of cool of the arrow with Zman Shpita, who assures his tales Zman Achila, which is the Zman Shrefa. We're saying that the time that you left the shrine is in the morning.
Right.
So he's kind of cool of the arrow, they all got together, even with Zman Shpita, when they shuffled it, Kov assures from the sun, that's still Zman Achila, that's the beginning of the time of eating. Boy, let's hit those months right now. And when the morning comes, that is time for bargaining. The Lord must say, when both are human, I'll no, sir. In the morning of this morning, the sun, Shaggy is months right now.
Then you gotta burn it. Elofi.
Elofi, she ain't surfing, clutching the Yom Tov. But according to the ones that say that, ain't surfing, clutching the Yom Tov.
Burn it then. You have to wait until the second one's called Moid. Okay? Go ahead, Amatai, Ocho. Which is which? Amatai Ocho.
Amatai.
Rabbi Shu is holding like a Mekivin. Go ahead.
No,
Rashi. Amatai Ata Ocho. Whose loss was that? That was Rabbi Shu, correct?
I don't care about the Akiva.
Right. So you see, Beferish Rabbi Shu is like who? Like Rabbi Kiva. But the Tanakhama had what?
Tanakhama is saying that you're eating it until Chatzos.
Sulo di lo. What's the nafkamina? Okay, finish up the Gemara.
Okay. Amar Abba, Hakol Bodim, Kishen, and all of the servants right. Everyone agrees that when Nesol were redeemed from the shrine, Lodi lo, or they were only redeemed in the evening. Shinamar says,
so what does that mean? What's Hakol Modim mean? Everyone agrees. Who's everyone? All the Tanoim, both Rabbi Shur and Elazar, that when they redeemed, when were they redeemed?
At night.
Shinem Marot, Shishon Mizraim Lila. Go ahead. Shiyatsu, when they actually went out, go ahead. Oh, when they were released, it was at night. When they actually went out, was Biyom Shinem Mar.
They're arguing on the time of Chipazim. You're the Elazar and Azarius of Ramai Chipazim. Chipazim to Mitzrim. You're the Kiva of Ramai Chipazim. Chipazim to Yisrael.
So what's that mean? What does Elazarius say?
When Mitzrim were in haste, that was when they were in haste, I guess, to chase after the Jews.
Right.
When the Jews were in haste, that was to make...
That was the Makas before they were going nuts. And Chatzos, what does Rabbi Kiva say? Chipazim to Yisrael. Right, they didn't hear about it until the morning anyway. What had happened with firstborn. Tanya Nami Hachi.
Tanya Nami Hachi. We also know. Let's see if Hashem will come from the shrine of life. Hashem, God took you out in the night. Kiva, let the Yotsu, you really live at night. Let the Yotsu, I'll be young. He only left during the day. Shemar says, in Macher, it's a base of the Yotsu, but they surround the Yavamon.
Did they go out in the night talking about Biyom? It says Biyom. Says Memrachas Abbasis. The Gula started what? At night. Excellent. They didn't go out till the morning. Very good. Okay, I want you to get this down. Okay? I want to discuss now some of the components you have of a Korban Pesach, specifically on this din here. Let's get it. The Gemara says in Zvachim that there's a concept called, I didn't bring the marker, called Mosar HaPesach. What does Mosar mean? Yeah, like mutter, motar. Here it's extra. What does it mean? A guy was makdish an animal to be Korban Pesach, and it got lost. Got lost. What do you have to do? You have to bring another animal in its stead. And then that's called Pesach Rishon. You got that? That's the Chiddush. So the Pesach was lost. They had to be makdish a new korban, and the Pesach HaRishon. What do you do with it? They found it. What do you do? You understand what I'm saying, Nate? The first one was lost. They had to get a new one. And then what did they do with the old one? Because you already remarked him, Kor Pesach. But not the first one, but the second one.
Is it Hekdesh?
Yes. It's offered as a Shlomim. Meaning Pesach is really under the family of a Shlomim. That's what Moser HaPesach Kara Shlomim means. Where's the Gemara? In Tzvachim. On Zion and Beis. Gemara says in Zion and Beis that Moser HaPesach is Kara Shlomim. So there's Sameach writes in the Chomet Matzah. Understand what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. So, Nor Sameach says an amazing thing. Even according to Rabbi Azariah, that the Korban Pesach was only until Chatzos, that's as a what? That's as a Korban Pesach. But after Chatzos, it becomes like a Korban Shlomim. Wow! And therefore, before Chatzos, it's eaten as a Torah's Korban Pesach. After Chatzos, it morphs into being the Shlomim. You know what the Nafkamin is? The Beis Halevi writes, Chelek Alsimit Beis Ozayin, the Rav's great-grandfather, that regarding a Korban Pesach, the mitzvah is on the Karkafta Negavra to eat it. Each guy must eat a Kazayas. Mashayin came, Korban Shlomim.
That not everyone has to eat. If you bring it after
Chatzos,
then not everyone has to eat from it?
No, you have to bring it before, but let's eat it, finish eating it. So, before Chatzos, he says a din of what? What does he have a din of before Pesach? After Chatzos, it morphs back to being a what? A shlomim. So, the nafkamin is, we paskin that according to Pesach, each person's got to eat a kazayas. Mashayin came by a Korban Shlomim. There is no chiv for each person to have a kazayas. It's the din is that the Korban should be consumed. There's no din that the gavra has to have a kazayas. And therefore, there's no need by chivis kazayas to call echad ve'echad. And b'sofo shel davar, the whole Korban is going to be eaten. But before Chatzos is eaten as a what? What'd you say? Before Chatzos is eaten as a Korban Pesach, each guy should eat a Kazayas. And after Chatzos, what does it become? Shlomim. And each guy does not eat at the Kazayas, just make sure it gets eaten up. So it won't become no sir.
Who says this?
This is the horse of man. It's a stomach finish. So I was thinking to add on to the Chiddush Nor Sameach. Do you remember the Gemara had a Havamina that it should be like a Shlomim? Remember I said that? The Gemara had a Havamina, it should be like a Shlomim. Eat it over two nights. So I want to tie in that, even though, please get this down, that's our Chiddush. Even though that was a Havamina, and the Maskana rejected that as a time frame, but it did reject it that it doesn't have the components of a what? Of a Shlomim. That's why I want to tie it in. That's our Chiddush. I wanted to say the Gemara didn't reject it completely. Because Rashi says the Pesach, you only can eat it Belila, so maybe it means the two nights, but welcome to 2 days. And one day you won't eat it, it won't be possible. Achilu. She shows much the fast of Achilu, Mishu, Antonis, Ayom. That day in between, it won't become possible. That makes sense? Day? You're my Chiddush?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though Rashi didn't read, he said, like we said, we never entertained you could eat it during the day, because it's in Belilah. But eat it over two nights at least. Kamash Mu'ana. But at least there was a Havamina that a Bishul like Shlomim. So I want a Taina in the Maskana. It also stuck. Not time frame wise, but but at least conceptually wise. I want you guys to say this at your Seder. Okay? It's interesting to me because I was thinking, why does everyone go so crazy about finishing the Afikoman before Chatzos? You know, 102? Because why? Because as a Korban Pesach, you follow me? But after Chatzos, you could say it's a Shlomim. So the Afikoman is not what? The Afikoman is not a substitute for the Shlomim. It's a substitute for what? For the Pesach. That's why people go crazy about it. You got what I'm saying? Okay. Now I want to talk about some other components of Korban Pesach too, before we go to the other Gemara. This Shabbos is my mother's yahrzeit. Mer Neshama, go to highest points of Ganeden. Yud Beis Nissen. Were you guys on the thing when you heard the news? You remember that? It's terrible. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. I didn't get off, remember that? Yeah. Then I had it all set up that I would be able to go and come back. And then the thing broke. The motor broke. I heard it break.
Oh,
I can't hear you, bitch.
No, I can't hear
you. You heard him say, though? The whole thing broke. They had to come back. That I had to stay there. I wasn't able to malava all in Eretz Yisrael. Because I would have gotten back for Pesach. So,
we're thinking the same thing might happen to my grandmother. We're not sure. It's supposed to be sometime this week, but it's going to be sometime before Pesach, I said. Tell everyone I said,
Are you taking the whole family?
We're supposed to be. I don't know anymore.
Yourself, too?
Who knows?
No, you yourself are planning to go too.
I don't know. It depends on what happens.
It's very nice. You're so machab your grandmother. You're like a son. Never see anything like it. You're very close with her. Very nice. The midst of the Rashi Sosra himself. Rashi Makis says there's no chi of keeping an eye for grandparents. Rashi and Chumash says there is. It's a steer in Rashi's. We generally assume that there is. So this Shabbos is Shabbos Agon. So I want you to get this, guys. Sam, we did this whole circle tire while you're out. He said that Or Sameach said that you have to eat the Korban Pesach by Chatzos because the Chiva and the Gav need to gazayas. But after Chatzos is a little shlomim, you could still eat it. Just make sure it gets fully eaten. There's no Chiva gazayas. Because there's a lacha Mosar HaPesach HaShlomim. You know what that is? What's Mosar HaPesach HaShlomim? No, if you're makdish an animal, it's a Korban Pesach. As long as it gets lost, then you get a new animal. You're makdish that's what. So then you find the old one. What do you do with the old one? You offer it as a shlomo. Because it's the family of shlomo. Mm-hmm. So what was our chiddush? Our chiddush is it came from the Gemara. Or Sameach, we backed up those men. Gemara had a havamita that was like a what? Shlomo. You eat the two nights. The Gemara rejected that, but maybe the notion of component of being a Korban Shlomim, that it did reject. You follow me? Now, that's why I said everyone tries to finish the Afikoman before Chatzos, because the Afikoman reminds us of the Korban Pesach, not Shlomim. But Shlomim, you could eat the whole night.
Wait, can we repeat the end? Meaning, everything said in Meskana, the timetable was rejected?
The time frame is rejected. It's not like the Korban Shlomim is using the time frame. But the component of being Shlomim still exists.
After Chatzos?
Yeah. So I want to time it. Now, Shabbos HaGol was this week. The Torah says in Siddur Mavid, the Shabbos before Pesach is called the Big Shabbos because it was a big day. Because
there's a lot of different dishes why it's called Shabbos HaGol, right?
But the main reason the Torah says the Pesach of Mitzrayim, it says in the Pesach of Yechsid, Perek Yibbeis, Pesach of Gimel, and Shmos, Pesor HaFodesh, Vesev, Yichol, and Ish, Sel of Esavos, Sel of Ice. On the 10th of this, they took a sheep, and it was a Thursday, Seder Olam says, the 10th of the month was Shabbos, and the Jews went out on the subsequent Thursday. Each guy took a sheep, tied it onto his bed. The Mitzvah said, what on earth are you doing? This is their deity. What did the Jews say back to him? Hoshevnei to Hashem. And they hit their teeth, you know, like chaos. And Hashem, it was a nace, they weren't able to respond at all. And they wanted to try to kill the Jews, and Hashem protected them. It was a nace. That's why I called Shabbos HaGadol. Because the Korban Pesach was what? Was offered. You follow me? Basic. So I want to share with you, there's some other elements of the Korban Pesach. Number one, it's a shloman. Number two, it's a Korban Torah. What does the Gemara say in our Masechta? A new Dalit base. A Marav. And don't tell me you haven't gotten up to there yet. That's not an excuse, sir. I'm just kidding you. You told me you've gotten up to Daf Lamed. So I'm just joking with you. This Gemara is on the Dalit base. A Marav. There are four people who must give thanks to Hashem. Guys who come out of the Yam. Guys who come out of the desert, someone's sick and healed, and someone comes out of prison. It's amazing. The Baal says, amazing thing. Hashem saved us, all four of these things. Amazing, no? Hashem took us around the Derech Midbar Yamsuf, number one. Number two, Hashem Eni Machla, He healed us. That was from Achayim. Number three, we were incarcerated, being the tribe. Number four, we were in the Yab. So you see that what? The Korban Pesach is also a manifestation of the Korban what? Totem. Thank you to Hashem. I think that's a fantastic shot.
Where is the Gemara?
The Ma'ra says, based on the Gemara brought to the Dalit of the base. That's what he says, that a Korban Pesach has an element of being Korban Totem to it. That's why the Arbakosas two are before the Suda, two are afterwards. The two before the Gula, that's the illness and the prison. And the two afterwards are Yab and Midbar. Amazing, no? Also, the Korban Pesach, listen to this, as a component of being a Korban of Gerus. Wow. Did you know a Ger has to bring a Korban? What daf and shas? Krisis daf tesim and aleph. Milut tefillin and Korban. Yes. Krisis daf tesim and aleph. Nowadays we don't have it. No problem. The Torah said it. See, Hashem made a promise we can have Gerus for all generations. So even though we don't have a Korban, you still can be a Ger. But when Mashiach comes, the Ger is going to have to bring a Korban. Or Samea has a stomach kiddush. You know what he wants to say? He wants to say if a guy converts right before Pesach, a goy, he doesn't need to bring his own korban because the korban pesach serves as the korban of gerus. Is that amazing? That because it's yischashus, if you want to convert and become new, great. So he says beferish. Meshach Chochmah writes with Dor Sameach. And Tafki, we didn't do a Pesach. We've done a Pesach, it's fine. It's like you converted already. This is amazing Kiddush. But there's another element. What's that other element? It's a Korban Biluyim. What's a Korban Biluyim? So far, what have we said? Korban Pesach number one, of course. Number two, it's Shlomim. Number three, it's what? Torah. Number four, it's a Korban of Gerus. And number five, what is it? A Korban of Biluyim. What is Biluyim? Biluyim was when the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, was inaugurated. And it was a little bit of a different type of what? Do you know how the Arbadal says? All days we eat Chametz and Matzah. When do we eat Chametz and Matzah? Korban Torah. If I think 30 of them are what? Are 30 matzah and 10 chametz? Or is it the other way? I always confuse it. So he's the brother.
30 matzahs, 10
30 bats is 10 chametz, yeah. So Bani Shtara Korban Pesach Zeh, which is a Korban Torah for all Korbanos. Throughout the year, what do you have? Chametz or matzah. And at the night, it's only matzah. So, it's interesting that the Korban Pesach is not just shvachs that's not so for the past, but it's also for the future. And we know, Lamaisa, we know that the Gemara says in Zvachim, Nachis, Korban Torah comes with matzah and chametz. The Biluyim only came with matzah with no chametz. Pezayin and Pezim and Nachis. Korban Pesach is our thanks to Hashem and the Gula. That's only when you need chametz, but if it's on what? The beginning, a Gula process to get rid of the dirt and get to pureness. So you're trying to get rid of the dirt. Originally, we were a Tchilah. So therefore, it's a Karban Biluyim to get rid of what? To get rid of the dirt, there's no welcome to have chametz and matzah, just matzah. Because matzah, the poor, you want to just focus on that. That part of the lichuch, to get rid of the badness, and therefore it's not appropriate to have chametz, because it's lofty. So the Korban Torah of the Biluyim came with matzah and lichametz. So it's a unique type of Korban Torah. It's a unique Korban Torah that's like the Biluyim. And therefore it's like the Biluyim. I understand why there's no one. That's the Amarvada Ha'ilurz of the Manishtana. So if the Chazon is over, this week you guys can give it a real sharp Tartar or Shir the Shul. How many components does the Korban Pesach have? You ready? Korban Pesach itself. Number two, Korban Shlomim. Number three, Sam. Classical Korban Torah. Number four, Korban Geiris. Number five, what type of Korban Torah? Korban Torah of the Biluyim. And I want to really round this all up, and I want you to get this. A lot of guys don't know this. The Mishnah Berurah says you should eat the Zroa second day lunch. You should not throw out the Zroa, the Chayana. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayana. It's a Bizui Mitzvah. If you throw out the Zroa, it's not right. Oh, Rebbe, how do I eat it? It's going to rot. Put it in the fridge after the Seder. It's not rocket science, guys. You know? No, it's a neck. You can have the meat. Sure there is.
Yes. You can't feed it to an animal, right?
No, you shouldn't. It's a bizui ochel. You should eat it the second day lunch. And then the second day lunch on Pesach, Mishnah Berurah says you should sing a Purim song. Because that was the day that Haman got hung. That was the day when he got hung. Either you make a special dish for that, or you sing a song. Many times at the hotel, I would sing a song. Some guy would come over and say, "Rabbi, you got the wrong holiday." I said, "You got the wrong holiday, sir." You sing Shoshanas Yak, or Kavona. The guy thinks you're nuts. I said, "You're nuts, Lamaisa." I didn't say he was nuts, but I was, the second day, Haman was killed.
Everybody has a lot of hotel service. That's when the guy came up to Rebbe with the putting on tefillin on Tolmud.
Yeah, the Rashi. He told me.
There's a comma there. You can call
yeah, exactly. It's a different guy, though. Wasn't the same guy. Okay, you got that? You guys are on it. You guys remember. Yeah, Bikias and Stories. You guys have the Bikias and Stories from the hotels. Very good.
R.O. Snyder is the king.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Now, where are we at now? Where are we at? You got this now? Please get this down about the Zroa and about the singing of the song. A lot of guys don't know that, but it's a Mishnah Berurah.
The second day.
Yes.
Like, there's only one Zroa, and there's going to be like 20 people
in
my
table. So you eat, in my family, I would eat it. No one wants to eat it.
Like
my mom and dad, all of a sudden, didn't want to eat it. I ate it, Lois. If you have no cooks for lunch, so I can have it after the meal, later in the day.
Dessert.
Or later in the day. Okay? Please get that. It's not a well-known halacha. Say it, just because you don't like it doesn't mean you shouldn't observe it.
It's true. Absolutely.
You're the one that always motivates us not to think like that. So, yeah. So, in other words, we should be aware of this. A, B, Z, B, O, it's a high on Mishnah Berurah quotes. Okay? You don't eat it the Seder night because then people think you're actually offering Korban Pesach. But you eat in the afternoon. Now, let's close with the Gemara in Pesachim on Gimel Bey's crazy story. The Gemara tells us there was this goy, Arba, that was bragging one day to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, one of the holy tonight. He says, you know what? Aha, aha. I tricked you Jews out, and I eat the Korban Pesach. And the Pesach says, Kol Benecha Le'Yochava. Now, he wasn't a Bakhi Tanakh, as we're going to see.
Is there like a reason he decided to do this?
He was a bad guy.
He was like, haha, I got your classical
lineup. Yeah, in other words, he wasn't a Bakhi Chumash, but he knew those two psukim. Yeah, so he says, oh, you know what?
Yes.
I got, I've been tricking you out for years, you know. So reputed Ben Sejer says, have you ever had any of the tail? He said, no, I've never had any of the tail. Well, you've been getting ripped off, Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra says to him all these years. He says, the next time I want you to go, next year for Yerushalayim, I want you to go and ask him for the tail. Lo and behold, he goes there. And he says, I want some of the tail. What? Who told you that you should ask for the tail? Rebbe Yehuda ben Becerra. Rebbe Yehuda says, one of the Galilean door. The Pesach says in Vayikra, you burned the tail up. It's totally burnt. Why would this guy, sum up with this guy? They look into his background. He turns out to be a goy. You know what they do? They kill him. They literally kill him.
Why are they?
Oh, that's what I want to investigate to the end of the shoot.
I have another one of the questions first, but this time.
Okay, I ask afterwards, or you ask tomorrow, yeah?
So many questions.
Okay. I want to give three reasons why they killed him. Number one, any lav about goy is azaras and zubi sasim. Says kol benecha lo yochabo. It's a little difficult. It's not one of the shemits benoch. Okay, that's akasha. The first reason. Get the first reason. First reason is over the din of kol benecha lo yochabo. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Problem that it's not one of the shemits benoch. But we always say azaras and zubi sasim. The warning for Bnei Noach is like you kill him. Number two, Gezel. Number two, Gezel. He stole. Gezel's one of the Shemits Bnei Noach. Sure it is. Any one of the Shemits Bnei Noach can kill him, except for the seventh one, which is positive. The sixth.
You yourself kill somebody?
Yeah, Bezdin. Dayan Echad, they're like at the Bezdin. Dayan Echad. You don't need Asra by Goyim. Dayan Echad, Ein Echad. Please get it down. Number two, Gezel. What's number three? He brought Tumah, a Goyim's Tumah. A Goyim's Tumah. He came into the Azara.
Oh, that's good.
If a Goyim's Tumah came into the Azara, and the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, I pay Aleph of the base. What's the principle? We've mentioned it before. We should do one topic of that. Kenoyim Pogimbo. What is Kenoyim Pogimbo? If a Jewish man lives in the Shiksa, you kill him. If you see them living together in front of 10 Jews, you can kill him. Pinchas killed Cosby. What other case? Bekal Bekaisen. If you see a guy cursing with black magic, you can kill him. If you see a guy going to Mitzvah Kisvah, what's going to Mitzvah Kisvah? If you see a guy steal Kli Sharis from Mitzvah Mikdash, you can kill him. Then the Mishnah has a fourth case. If you have a Kohen that serves Betuma.
The Kohen
that serves in Tuma, what's it do? The Pirchei Kuna take him outside and they pelt him with what? With stones and they kill him. Is that a din of Kenoy Pogobo or a din of Shemir Smiktish? Machlekes, Rabbi Yonis Ben Lunil, and Shemir Rampaz. Maybe it's be did. Oh, this halacha. That's why they killed him. He came into the Azara. They killed him. He brought two men to the Azara, this koi. So they killed him. Just like a koi that serves Batuma, you got to kill. Three different reasons Alpi did why we killed him. You follow me? Now, why did Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra kill him?
He wanted to trick him.
Either Tosa says he didn't have the koch to do it. He didn't have mafia. He didn't have where he lived in Mitzvah. He couldn't do it. Or maybe Alpi did, he couldn't do it. Why? Because maybe you don't kill a goy based on incrimination of yourself, whereas the chinuch says you do. If a Jew comes into base and says he's a murderer, do we kill him? No. Ain adam meisim atzmo? Russia. Ain adam meisim atzmo? Russia. What? Yeah, but you can't make yourself a Russia. But can a goy do it? So the chiduch says yes. So it could be another pshat is that maybe he didn't have the koyach, maybe al pi din. Tosus argues with the chiduch. You follow me? Now, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser ola l'rego? He didn't own real estate. You have to own real estate. Why was he back with the Korban Pesach? Because you have to own karka.
How do you own it?
What'd you say?
How do you own it?
Because it seems like he was over in Nitzivan. He never came in.
Yeah,
and they praised him. They said, you live in Nitzivan. And your net is spread all the way to what? Yerushalayim. You're right. And he didn't go up. Now, what are the two Peturim are? Of Korban Pesach? Tomei Beis? And Derech Rechoka. He was far away, but you could go earlier and not be Derech Rechoka. Must be that he wasn't Chayiv. Korban Chagiga requires Karka Regal, and Korban Pesach requires Karka. Yeah. That's what Tois
Mechadish. Derech Rechoka is defined by your age also?
No, defines how far you're away.
Meaning, like, if you're older, it'd be closer to the place.
Well, it says he was Pisach, he was lame. Yeah. So just like that's a Ptur for Chagiga.
He also says
yes. That's a p'tur for Ali L'Regel. It's also a p'tur for Korban Pesach. This Tyson, Shemben is Chiddush. It's still not says where Tyson get it from. Okay, we'll stop here.
We're just asking on the first one.
We have a wonderful day. He asks out of all the information of Tyson.